Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst at MUFG. It's Monday, 11th May 2020, and we're publishing this podcast on MUFGEMEA.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. So Lee, what are your thoughts on the latest Bank of England policy update?
Well, the Bank of England decided to hold fire at their last policy meeting. That's despite forecasting that the COVID-19 crisis could push the UK economy into its deepest recession in over 300 years. The Bank of England have warned that the economy could fall by 30% during the first half of this year. And that's already including the stimulus that's been put in place. That could be even a 25% fall in the second quarter alone. And given the scale of the contraction in the economy which has taken place, the Bank of England has warned that the unemployment rate may spike up towards 9%. And that's despite as well the fact that the government has put in place the job retention scheme. And that will help to ease some of the impacts on the number of unemployed going forward. But we would stress, though, that despite the kind of gloomy outlook for the economy during the first half of this year, the Bank of England did reveal that they're on the more optimistic side of expectations in terms of the outlook for the economy going forward. They're not looking for much kind of longer term scarring to the economy from the virus. And in terms of kind of the shape of the recovery that they're expecting for the UK economy, they are looking for a fairly vigorous rebound in activity and a kind of more V-shaped type recovery. That sees the economy kind of returning back towards its kind of pre-COVID-19 trend over a kind of 2 to 3 year period. So that certainly places the Bank of England amongst the more kind of optimistic forecasters at this stage. But even though the Bank of England are certainly more optimistic over the outlook for growth, they're still signalling very strongly that they do stand ready to deliver more stimulus if needed. And we think there's a very good chance that the Bank of England could announce a further expansion of their quantitative easing programme as soon as at their next meeting in June. At the moment, the Bank of England is currently carrying out their 200 billion quantitative easing programme that they put in place a couple of months ago. And on the current trajectory, that asset purchase programme is set to expire around the first or second week of July. So in terms of timing, it would make sense to us that the Bank of England could announce an extension to that programme in June, potentially of around 200 billion sterling, or even wait just a little bit until the August meeting.
And have the government's plans changed your outlook for the UK economy, Lee?
It's a very kind of gradual reopening plan, which Boris has kind of emphasised quite clearly as well, is very much kind of conditional on the UK economy continuing to suppress the spread of COVID-19 going forward. So in the kind of initial stages, he has announced that he would allow people to go back to work if they can't work from home. That most likely includes the kind of manufacturing and construction workers who are more able to work more safely while still kind of maintaining social distancing measures. And they can go back to work from as soon as today. In the second stage, if we continue to show good progress in suppressing the spread of the virus, then the UK government has signalled that they would be kind of willing to allow the kind of non-essential part of the retail sector to return to work in June, and then as well also allow some of the schools to start returning at the start of next month at the earliest. Then I think it becomes more challenging. Obviously, we still need to see further progress being made, but potentially we could be in a position by July where we could see other sectors of the economy, particularly the kind of more service sector part of the economy where it's harder to maintain social distancing, those could start to reopen in July at the earliest. So From those details alone, it's pretty obvious that it's going to be a very kind of slow and gradual process. The UK is clearly kind of lagging behind other major European economies in kind of dealing with this COVID crisis. And that means ultimately that the UK economy will probably lag other European economies in terms of the recovery process, at least to begin with. And we would still stress as well, I think the government still is under pressure to significantly ramp up their testing program as well. And that's obviously a kind of crucial part of any kind of reopening plan for the government. And that's crucial ultimately to kind of instill confidence that they can reopen the economy safely going forward. We would also highlight as well, I think the government is also expected to announce later today that they are likely to extend their wage subsidy program at least until the end of September. That's obviously necessary given that the kind of reopening plan is going to be a very gradual process. But at the same time, they'll also look likely that they will kind of reduce the rate of support down to 60% from 80% of wages that they were previously covering. That just, I suppose, is to try and provide some incentive for workers to go back to work if they can in a safe manner in the coming months, and to kind of wean the economy off government support. So certainly heading in the right direction, but it's going to be a kind of long, kind of drawn out process.
And finally, the Brexit negotiations will resume in the week ahead. How are things progressing?
Well, I think by all accounts, the negotiations have not progressed as well as many had hoped. But so far, I don't think there hasn't really been much of a kind of market focus in recent months, as understandably the size of the COVID-19 shock to the UK economy and global economy has overwhelmed all other kind of drivers of financial markets. But the one thing that we would say is that we think Brexit risks could start gain more focus again in the coming weeks and months. And even over the weekend in the UK press, there certainly have been reports kind of warning that the UK government is still maintaining a hardline approach here, still wants to kind of emphasize to the EU that they're still kind of ruling out the possibility of requesting an extension to the transition period. Obviously, if a trade deal isn't agreed by the end of this year, then there is still the possibility there that the UK could leave without a deal, and that would obviously be the kind of more disruptive scenario for the UK and European economies. And certainly, we think obviously the last thing that the European or UK economy needs right now is another potential negative shock, given the those economies are already having to deal with the unprecedented hit from the COVID-19 disruption right now. So I think that to us still puts a lot of emphasis on the need for these trade talks to show progress going forward. According to reports, there's still obviously big areas of disagreement between the EU and UK. In particular, one area which has kind of been highlighted in the press over the weekend is in terms of the need for access to UK fishing waters. That's certainly a kind of controversial area of the talks. And I think both sides are kind of stressing there's a need to try and kind of work on all topics in parallel alongside each other, so that helps the talks to progress. But the risk is clearly there that if there isn't sufficient progress in the coming months, then it's possible that the talks could even break down in June. If you remember, towards the kind of start of this year, the UK government kind of set out a very kind of hardline approach for the trade talks with the EU, warning that they would be prepared to walk away from these talks if a kind of broad kind of outline of an agreement was not reached by June. So we're getting close to that deadline, and if the UK government continues to kind of stick to that kind of warning, then at the moment, unless there's significant progress in the week ahead and further talks before the June EU-UK leader summit, then there is obviously a real prospect there that the talks could break down. And I think that's something which the market isn't really focusing on a great deal right now, but it's something which we think is a potential kind of downside risk for the pound in the coming months. As we've seen over the past month or so, the pound has actually been one of the kind of better performing global currencies. Certainly kind of benefits from the improvement in risk sentiment that we've seen, given all the policy stimulus that's been put in place, and obviously the sharp rebound we've seen in global equity markets of late. But we would highlight, though, that we do see some signs that the pound is starting to lose upward momentum. Cable has struggled really to hold above the 125 level recently. And similarly as well, euro sterling is struggling to break below the 87 level. So to us, that does kind of set up the potential for a downward correction for the pound in the coming weeks and months. And we think if we do get those kind of negative Brexit headlines coming through, that could be the kind of trigger for a sell-off in the pound.
All right, thanks very much, Lee. Have a good week and speak to you next week. Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next time for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.